You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Radio.
If we dispose of two listener questions today, we are certainly not throwing them out, but rather addressing them with the information that is, so to speak, at our disposal.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi there, Ann.
Delighted to be here, Rebecca.
So I'm going to start with Janine's question because it is at my disposal at the moment. Janine says, tools that are at your disposal are for you to keep, so they're available to you. Yet all other uses of disposal are about getting rid of something. How did we get this idiomatic expression? How did we get it, Anne?
Janine, thanks for the question. I had not thought about this verb or noun. And we're actually going to start with the verb dispose, which is borrowed in from Old French, and it has actually carried multiple meanings for much of its history. So early on, dispose could mean to place things at a proper distance from each other, to arrange them in a particular order, to put them in their proper place or stow them away, or to regulate or govern. Now, there's another use of dispose, which you may not think of, but will be familiar once I say it, I think, which is to put in the proper frame for an action or put in a favorable mood, as in, I'm disposed to do that, or perhaps more familiar, predisposed to do that.
Yeah, I'm inclined to do that.
Exactly. Now, by the 1500s, we get the phrasal verb dispose of, and that gets us back to Janine's question. So dispose of, it could mean to order or manage. It also could mean to put away or to put into a settled state. And if we think about how I started this segment, if we dispose of two questions, if we settle them, if we handle them, that meaning of to put away with dispose of got us to, as you can imagine, this extended use of to get rid of. You put it away. You put it in the trash. And by the 1600s, the noun disposal can mean either the action of settling something or getting rid of something. It also can mean the power or right to use. In other words, the power to dispose it. So that's where we get something is at your disposal. You have the right or power to use it.
All right. Well, that information is now at everyone's disposal. So we can move on to our other question, which comes from Mary. Mary says, the words adventuresome and adventurous mean the same thing, don't they? Ditto the words joyous and joyful. I hardly ever hear adventuresome or joyous anymore. Are they just more old-fashioned?
Interestingly here, the answer is different for adventuresome and joyous. Let's start with adventuresome, and Mary is absolutely right that we don't hear adventuresome very often. Its synonym, adventurous, goes back to the 1300s. It means seeking adventure or daring. Adventuresome shows up about 300 years later. It means pretty much the same thing, and it just never took. English speakers preferred adventurous to adventuresome, and that is true to this day. Now, joyful and joyous, it's a slightly different story. They're both old. They both go back to the 1300s. And from early on, they both could mean a couple things. So joyful could mean full of joy, as in, I am feeling joyful today. It also could mean causing joy.
Like a joyful song.
Right, that a joyful song is causing joy or expressing joy. And joyous had the same meanings. You could be a joyous person having a happy nature, or it could be a joyous event that inspires joy. Now, interestingly, joyous is more common than you might think. Joyful is more common, but joyous is not uncommon by comparison. There's some chance that the two pattern slightly differently, that joyful may be more common for people who are feeling joyful, and joyous might be more common for events, a joyous celebration. But they both can mean full of joy or causing joy, and they're both in circulation.
Well, let's keep them in circulation, and let's keep adventurous in circulation, too. And I hope you have both an adventurous and joyous rest of your Sunday.
I hope you do as well, Rebecca.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.